Hi, my name is Camille Altim. I'm the campus director for Just D College here in Fort Pierce, Florida.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I have Miss Camille on from Just D College. She is the campus director over there in Fort Pierce, Florida. She's going to give us the game on what they're doing, what's new, and really, you guys, this is an opportunity for you or someone you know who maybe is looking for a career change or doesn't really know what I want to do, or maybe they know, you know what, I do want to get into healthcare. I just don't know where to start because my finances and my knowledge might be limited, you know, based on you just don't know what you don't know. So Miss Camille, campus director, I love that title. And you know, the energy and the smile, I dig it. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How about you? It's a new year, huh?
It's a new year that it is, and I'm blessed by the best. And, you know, what you're doing is really not just changing individuals' lives, but community lives, because we have over 2 million nursing shortage, you know, and what is a nurse? You know, that can vary, but I know that you can start people off in the beginning stages of getting into healthcare. So give them the game on what you do and what the college is doing in Fort Pierce.
Well, okay. So we're brand new and we're a nursing program here in Fort Pierce. We're trying to make a difference. There's such a shortage in this world for nurses. So, you know, with Dr. Justy, he had a dream and a purpose to make a difference with his nursing. So we started this nursing program. He's founder of the school, sorry, but we're trying to make a difference. Like everybody who say, I want to change my life. I want to do something better. I want to be in the nurse field. I love helping people. I love going out there, taking care of people. This is what we are here for. I mean, we help to mentor our students. We help to guide them. If they struggle, I'm telling you, this is like one thing about the school that I love. If you're struggling with English, math, and anatomy, science classes, we give you those classes to learn first, to get you started, to become a nurse if you're having those struggles, you know what I mean? And with this school, we're just trying to do things differently. There's a lot of things that nurses don't do anymore that they used to do back in the days. We're bringing that back, that bring that foundation of, hey, I'm wearing that white cap for a purpose. I want to do this. I want to change the world. That's what Just D College students want to do. We want them to change. We want them, when you see that name, you know, oh, I want to go to that school. I want to make that school's going to make that difference for this community, because we're looking out for all our people just to change, better their life, give them the chance that they can say, I want to do better. We're going to give them the chance to make them do better.
That is great. Can you tell the people, because sometimes, you know, people see the advertisement and people say, hey, come become a nurse. And, you know, there's difference between a CNA and an LPN and RN and RN, BSN. Which programs are you guys focusing on right now being so new?
So we focus on both. We have LPN and RN. So with our RN, it's actually an associate's degree. The LPN is a 12-month program if you want to start, and we work from there. And then if you finish, if you want to go to your RN program, we also have that program where you can do that as well.
And how long does the LPN usually take for somebody who's all in, you know, that they're focused on school, full load, and the associate's program? Because again, people say, I don't want to go to school for 4 years. So I think you'll have some, you know, good news for them.
Okay. So the LPN is 12 months program. But if you're having struggle with your math, English, and anatomy, we help you with that. So that's like an extra month and a half. So maybe 13 months if you need those extra classes. But we try to help them to get in because you have to take a test before you get in. The RN program is also a two-year program because you get your prereqs and also start your RN program straight after. So it's about 2 years exact for the RN program.
And let the people know the difference between the duties, and then if you can go into the fun stuff, which is the salary of, you know, which one should I pick, you know, because LPN and RNs make, you know, it's a different salary.
Right. So it varies. LPN, I see that they don't have that really working in the hospital anymore. You can work in any doctor's office, nursing homes, The basic salary, it varies with the pay and where you go. That's another thing, because there's, you work for the state, they pay you different. You work for the county, they pay you different. So it really varies. An LPN makes a decent salary, but as an RN, you will make up to $100,000 a year if you travel, or you can do something differently here in your state of Florida, New York. Different states pay you differently, especially if you're a travel nurse. The hot thing that's been going around lately is traveling. And a lot of nurses have stopped doing full-time to do travel because of the fact that you can make good money, you know, doing traveling. And when COVID came out, they had such a shortage that no one wanted to take these COVID patients. So they've been giving the travelers a bit more leniently to get paid highly, a lot. I'm just telling you.
You're being nice. I'm going to tell you guys, there were some nurses who made over $200,000 during COVID and, you know, making a $5,000. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want this to be a burn your leisure show where I just start just, you know, throwing out numbers.
He was that up there. No, but I'm just saying it was up there. And I'm like, I must be in the wrong drug field. You see what I'm saying? Because I was like, good Lord. Some people talk about they kept the sign-on bonus for $10,000. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what? I've seen it in real life. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, whoa, maybe I should have, you know, switched over. But and that was, you know, back in the day when my hair wasn't gray. But it was like, you know, folks making $5,000 to $10,000 a week with that RN, it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know they have a couple things in, like, CNA. They had travel CNAs as well. They had travel LPNs as well. They had a lot of them were traveling, you know, and they were making decent money as well. Because I know a couple CNAs that were telling me they were making $25 an hour, and I'm like, good Lord. And some of the techs that work in a hospital was not even making it. They were making $19 an hour working in COVID. So, you know, this is a field that will never die. You can't use a robot to take care of a patient. That's just one thing. You get what I'm saying? So nurses will always be around no matter how you think about it, even though they're trying to say, nurses will never, you won't always need nurses. Just like how they always need police officers. We always gonna need nurses, LPNs, CNAs, everybody. They ain't going nowhere.
And what type of dedication to finish that, you know, RN or the LPN program, you can give it for both. Like, is it a 5-hour day, an 8-hour day? And then on top of the studying that most people do, like, can they work and do this? Or is it something you kind of have to be, you know, dedicate your whole time to?
So Dr. Justy has a method that he says, if you can do 4 hours a day, that's good. You can do 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, but you have to study. If this is something that if you want it, you're going to go get it. I mean, study in the morning, 2 hours, study in the afternoon, 2 hours, you would just keep repeating the studying over and over. You would clasp it. You know, if you just take your time and say, okay, I really want this, I'm going to sit down and study, but you have kids, you can't do it. So guess what? You wait till the kids go to school. Take 2 hours out of your time to study for a little bit. If you work, and it depends on the shift that you work, try to do, like, when I was going to school, I'm not going to lie to you, I used to have the earphones. I'm not lying. I used to put the earphones in my ears and listen to my teacher teach every day, you know, and that helped me to pass where I am, you know, in school. So if you're like that kind of person, you can record your class, have it playing while you're driving. You can be somebody who needs to look at PowerPoints all the time, print them out. There's always different methods to practice, like to study for a few minutes. So if you can't do 4 hours and you're the person that keeps going, I'll say tape your classes so you can listen to it while you're driving, listen to it on your ears. Or you're a person who likes to do PowerPoints, always have those little PowerPoints, index cards, those little things to keep you going. That's how you can study constantly. But like I said, if you study 4 hours a day, you can pass this class. You can pass that RN program.
No, I love that. I love that. And, you know, just so you guys understand, like, a lot of us do not know how to study. We don't learn it. I didn't learn it till I got to college, really. And
I'm telling you.
You know, to master it. But even in high school, I had to record Shakespeare and listen to it. And then I find out like 25 years later, I might be a dyslexic. I passed the test at least. So I got the superpower. So you guys have to understand. And yep. then they said ADHD, which I was never diagnosed as a child. My mother wouldn't let that, you know, you be in the other class.
You
know class.
How that go. Your mom said, yeah. no, you gotta straighten up.
yeah, you get a beat down before anything. But yep. the fact is you don't know what you're battling. And so you guys find methods to study. Now with Just Eat College, can you talk about the tuition? Because a lot of people say, well, can I pay out of pocket, financial aid? Can I work it off? You know, let me know.
Well, so we don't have financial aid. We have private loans and we have finance. If you need to help with finances, we will work with each student. If what you're going through, say, hey, I'm like this kind of a month, how can we work? We will work with you. It's not about the money here. We're more focused about you being a student and getting where you need to get. You understand what I'm saying? We do that. We have companies that will help with loans. So we have that as well. But I tend to work with the students. We tend to have them say, hey, let's work on a down payment, get yourself, because the school, the pricing for the nursing program, you don't pay for anything separate. We supply all the stuff, even all your books for the nursing program, all your books. Like if you have to take your prereqs, all those stuff is get, all of that will be supplied to you. So you wouldn't have to go hunt for anything anywhere else for any of the program, down to even uniforms resupply.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And that's not everywhere. You guys can go to some other programs and have to pay for a lot more.
And
it's a bigger fee. And with, you know, the average person, you know, how much loans do they have to take out? And is it the same thing as dealing with Sallie Mae, or, you know, is it the private banks?
So it's private banks, but they do one set fee. So if you need, say you need $35,000 completely for the whole program, they will supply for the whole program. And then some of the companies will have like a deferment fee where until you graduate and find a job, that's when you start paying back your loans. Because I don't want a student who's come to school here be worrying about, oh my God, I got to pay the loan every month. No, the loan company works where it's when you finish, graduate, get a job, you start paying back your loan. And that takes a lot of pressure off the students for them to study and don't have to worry about that extra finance until like, oh, I already have a good job. I can pay it back now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, whether you're young or old and you are listening to this, or, you know, those of you who watch, let those numbers kick up. You know, it's a game changer. If you're tired of asking somebody, can I see your ticket, when they're coming out of the store and the receipt, this is something that you can advance your career. Now, some people will say, wow, you know, people have big dreams. They sometimes don't know how to get them started. Can you tell them, after they're done getting their RN, are they able to then go and become like a nurse prac? Do you have any programs that help with that where they can easily adjust? Or maybe you guys are going to create an NP program, because sometimes people want to go to the top, to the top, to the top.
So I'm with this school, we're not stopping only at the RN, at associates. We're going way to the top. With Dr. J's dream, he has where we want to do PTA, OTA, we want to be bachelors, that even go up to higher to masters. We're going to be more than what you think. Even if you want to go to medical school, we're going to have that further up coming down in a couple of years. This school is going to be going there. So as I tell any students that come here, don't just stop here. Don't just stop as being an associate. Keep going to that point. Keep going. Because if you finish one part, you can go to the end and finish it. You know what I mean? I don't want them to stop. Even though if we're just your starting point, I want you to keep going. And now I'm going to be the same person, pick up the phone and say, did you finish? Did you get your nurse practitioner yet? I'm going to keep pushing them. Because if you don't have somebody who's looking out for you, you might just say, oh, I'm just going to stop here. No, I'm going to keep pushing. That's how I am, you know. Sometimes no one take that chance to do that with someone, but I'm going to do that with Just Eat College. We're going to keep doing that. Keep mentoring and keep pushing the students.
Now, you mentioned, you know, Dr. J a couple of times. Talk about Dr. J, because, you know, people say, wait, Dr. Dre has a school. No, Dr. J.
His name is Dr. Justy. Sorry, I call him Dr. J.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I just want, you know, let people know what type of doctor, physician, or doctor.
Oh, he's a physician. He yes. Dr. Justy is his name. And actually, you see, the school is Justy, but his name is Saint Justy. So, you know, it's not Dr. J. If it was Dr. J, that's different.
Yeah, it's different. Okay, and Saint Justy, which means he must be Haitian.
He's Haitian, and also he's very, very smart person. He's bilingual. He speaks Spanish. He speaks so many languages. I am so impressed. Like, I'm like, I can't keep up. I mean, I know a little bit, but he knows so much language. He just like, he's a very fascinating person, and he's all about making dreams opportunity for our young people and for nurses. I mean, even if your kid want to go to school, they can have a school to go to. They can come to Justy College, you know, so someone to step out to make that difference for the people, that is a good thing, you know. And he has an amazing dream that we just, I hope that I can help him go with him to the top of that dream. Just, you know, just being the campus director here is a great opportunity, but it's a good thing to help out.
Okay, yeah, we had to shout out, you know, somebody would later on down the road say, hey, you didn't mention that he was Haitian. Yeah, got to give a shout out, you know.
Yeah, give a shout out to him.
Yeah, got to give a shout out, and it's awesome. Now, with, you know, the program, we've talked about the tuition, we talked about the mm-hmm. programs, and I know there's tours of the campus that you do. How often are those tours going on?
So we try to give tours every day. So there's somebody always here. If they want to come in on a special time, because I know people work, they can come in after work. They can come early or in the afternoon. You know, the office is closed. We are open from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5. You know, so they can come by, take a tour of the school. It's very, very, very like so humble. I mean, I wish I could take you on a little tour on my phone so you can actually see how the school is. It's really awesome. It's just not too big, but just simple, medium size. You know, we only take 16 students in a class. We have a full computer room. Like if you don't have any computer at home, we have a whole computer system room in here. We have a full STEM lab that is awesome with mannequins, pediatrics, even an area where they can practice on each other to learn how to talk to patient, you know, and everything else. So it's a full function school, and it's really nice. I mean, I love it.
No, that's great. Now, are there any career placement opportunities when you do finish? Do you guys have connections, you know, with any of the hospitals, nursing homes, et cetera, et cetera?
So we have connections with a lot of people, and I have made some good connections, especially with our affiliation centers that we go and students can go and do clinicals at. I completely make connections with the HR department. So if they need somewhere like a help, we can talk to them and send them for job placements. I mean, I have a lot of places, a lot of people that are looking for RNs and LPNs and a lot of the nursing homes. So I have a whole list that when my students are graduate, they can go and get a job.
Wow, that's awesome. And I know you talked about, you know, doing two-a-days. Is it possible if someone says, look, if I dedicate, you know, just going to day class or just going to evening class, can they still finish in a 12-month period as an LPN or a 2-year period as an RN?
Yes. If they continue with the class and continue on it like that, we will help them. This is one thing I want to tell you, like if they fall back, we take the time to step back and privately teach that student, like what are you struggling with, so they can make sure they pass. We take the time to say, hey, if you need extra hours, we're here for them. We make time for those students that are struggling through the program, because they're like, oh, I'm not gonna fail, we're gonna fail. No, we're gonna help you. So we take time and go through it. Like that's why we have a mentor program, where if you feel like you're falling, we're here to help you and keep mentoring and just keep helping them through their schoolwork, helping them through, because if I'm not going to lie to you, life happens to everybody, even us, life happens. So if you're a student and you're going through a hard time, we're here to help you, not to say, hey, we got to kick you out the program. No, that's not what it is, because everybody goes through life. So we're here to help everyone.
Now, here's the question, and you've probably heard it every day, possibly. I want to do it, but I don't really like blood. Is there any way for someone to go through this program and not have to deal with blood, or at least real blood, you know, because they're drinking, you know, who knows what when they're drinking Coca-Cola and everything else, but it's the blood they're worried about.
Well, I'm not going to say to you, you have to start an IV. You're going to see blood. You're going to take blood. You're going to see it. But the thing about it is, when you look in, don't stare at it. I see people that's like, and they stare and then they go, there they go. I had a paramedic student that did that, saw blood and he went down. I'm like, oh, wow. He went down. He stared at the blood. Don't stare at it. Yes. But for ladies, that's maybe not too bad. Men, you know how you guys are.
Gotcha. And you know, because there are nursing jobs and positions, especially when you get into management, where you might not have to deal with that at all. You might just shuffling paperwork.
But I'm just telling you, like, if you want to be an OBGYN nurse, you know, you're going to see a lot of blood. That's it. Trauma nurse, you're going to see extremely a lot of blood. That is just one field that I'm telling you, I worked in a trauma unit. Ooh, that's, you will see a lot of blood. So, you know, we just have to, it's just how you're going to concept it, like take it in, like, okay, take a deep breath, take a breath, close your eyes, just clear your head, then start again, and then go from there. That's how I do it. But then to the point that it's nothing to me. Before it used to bother me, but now it's like candy.
Oh, well, that's, I like candy, but I tell you guys, that's one way of putting candy, the candy activist. Let's count for her for comparing candy to blood. Yeah, no, I got you. That's awesome. It's awesome. This is something really that could change your life. So do you like being broke, or can you fall in love with blood where you call it? It's like candy. You guys have to pick. Let the people know too, though. And you mentioned some of it just a few moments ago. What is a community give back that you or the college are doing, or that you plan on doing in the future?
So we literally been reaching out to the computer last Thanksgiving. We was at the food drive that they had in Fort Pierce. We was a great support to that one. They had the food drive. If you wanted for Thanksgiving, we tried to give to the community. We out there. I try to do much when we had the hurricane over there in Fort Pierce. I sent to a couple, we sent items over there to a couple of churches that we know. We send supplies over there. I try to make a difference. We have a couple of people that try to help out with the admission fees. We do a lot of stuff like that, give that chance, like say, okay, we get that opportunity and we'll pay for that student. You know, one or two, we try to do as much as we can for students here. I've been out there in the community helping out with, I can't remember that group. Oh my gosh, why did that throw a blank on me? Oh my gosh, she's a young lady who's doing,
don't move. I remember the name. I have to say it because she's an amazing young lady that really, First Impression Matters. Thank you. I had to remember. So this is a young lady who's been trying to make a difference in high school, that kids who get bullied. And that touched my heart because she was a young lady who got bullied when she was young. And she came to us and we started to help her with her toy drive every year for kids, for young kids that have, and it, that is such an amazing, this young girl, she's trying to make an impact. And I was, had the opportunity to meet with her and her mom and the school. So to be a great supportive to that group. And come on, you know how, when it is, when you get bullied in school, what, you know, kids go through, and she's just this young lady who went through it, and she trying to make a difference where she's not putting up, she's helping moms and children who's going through that right now.
Okay, for all those who are getting bullied, I can only imagine. We grew up doing martial arts and different fighting. So we shut them down no matter how big when you train. And that's a little game for you guys. I personally think all women should do jiu-jitsu, only martial art where someone bigger can be in between your legs and you can get them out in a very, you know, drastic way. And so I thank you for giving the game. Let the people know where they can connect, and I'll make sure to put the links in the description.
Well, we know we're here in Fort Pierce. We're at 2709 Peters Road, Fort Pierce, Florida. You can check the school out on justecollege.com, or you can call 772-302-3739, and we're here for you. The call, phones are always forwarded to someone, would always answer the phone call. If not, they will call you back and reply to your message. So we're here. Anything, if you want to go and change your life and want to become a nurse or an LPN, Justy College is here for you to make that difference and be successful.
And these next comments are not approved by Justy College, but you now, after listening to this, and thank you for listening to it, but you have no reason to be broke. Now you have something where you can just shift. So if you are broke and you're broke next year, guess what? It's because you chose not to act on what you heard, what you watched, what you listened. You have to make an effort to improve your life. Nothing is going to fall out of the sky except raindrops. So Thank you for coming on. You guys, thank you for listening and being here and watching. Make sure you share this game. It will change somebody's life. Be blessed, y'all.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.